Now, some news from the world of sports and in Major League Baseball. I owe an apology to any Baltimore Orioles fans out there, and a thank you to the O's themselves, being a Red Sox fan myself. I flippantly suggested yesterday on the Sports Report that you could pencil in two wins for the New York Yankees in their doubleheader tilt against the team with the worst record in the majors, but the Orioles actually took game one of the double dip 5-4 when Danny Valencia blasted a three-run home run off CeCe Sabathia in the sixth inning. It was a shot that erased a 4-2 Yankee lead and delivered Baltimore an improbable 5-4 victory. In keeping with the surprise nature of that win, Valencia was a most unlikely offensive hero. When he came to bat with two on in the sixth inning, he had been 0 for his last 25, but one swing broke that slump and gave a little boost to the Boston Red Sox in their bid to hold off the Yankees for first place in the AL East. So, would it have been too much to ask for a sweep of both games? Well, yeah. The Orioles are not 37 games out of first place for no reason. In any event, the Yankees ran away with Game 2, winning 10-2, powered by four hits, including a home run from Brett Gardner, who redeemed himself for grounding out to end Game 1 with the tying run on third base. Luis Sessa got the win on the hill for the Yankees, holding the Orioles to just three hits over six shutout innings. The Boston Red Sox made sure not to waste the gift given by Baltimore in winning that first game against the Yanks, shutting out the Texas Rangers 5-0 at Fenway Park last night. Eduardo Rodriguez is still throwing too many pitches, but that's nitpicking, I suppose. He went 5 2/3 for the win, allowing just three singles and three walks while striking out five. But even manager Alex Cora has said he would like to see Erod be more economical with his pitch counts and go deeper into games to spell the bullpen. The relievers, though, last night that followed him were just fine, keeping the Rangers off the board for Boston's seventh win in a row. The most prolific offense in the majors continued to produce, getting some power from the recently acquired veteran first baseman Steve Pearce, who hit his first home run in a Red Sox uniform since coming over from Toronto. Pearce lined a two-run shot into the monster seats, which is where J.D. Martinez deposited his league-leading 28th home run of the season. We are not even at the All-Star break yet. It was a three-run bomb in the bottom of the eighth to put that game out of reach. Mookie Betts also made a fine running catch of a blast to deep center field, leaping to make the grab just before making contact with the wall. The win, combined with the Orioles' split of the Yankee doubleheader, gives the Red Sox a 2.5-game lead over New York for the top spot in the division. Finally, some feel-good news for beleaguered fans of the New York Mets. Wilmer Flores hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 10th inning to give the Mets a 4-3 win over the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday, and Flores got his name into the history books when he trotted home to the rare sound of cheers at Citi Field. Flores now has 10 walk-off home runs for the Mets, the most in franchise history, passing David Wright for that honor. That was just the first game of a doubleheader, though, and like the Orioles against the Yankees, the Mets could not pull off the sweep, falling 3-1 in the nightcap. Game 2 was all about Phillies starter Aaron Nola, named recently to the All-Star game, and he showed why, giving up just one hit in seven shutout innings, and he helped out his own cause at the plate with a three-run double that accounted for every Philly run in Game 2. The Toronto Blue Jays were idle last night. They have an interleague date with the NL East-leading Braves in Atlanta tonight. In the New York Penn League, it was a wild night at Centennial Field in Burlington, where the Vermont Lake Monsters built up a 10-2 lead over the Connecticut Tigers, but then had to hold on for dear life when the Tigers scored seven runs in the top of the ninth, very nearly tying the game, but Vermont's eight-run lead did hold up, albeit barely, in a 10-9 Lake Monsters victory. Adam Ruse allowed just three base runners while striking out seven over his six innings of work, and he still got the win despite the bullpen imploding, but not breaking, in the ninth. Jonah Bride and Jeremy Ironman each had three hits to power Vermont's offense. In the New England Collegiate Baseball League, the Vermont Mountaineers topped the Valley Blue Sox 7-4 last night. Brett Malm had a good night at the plate. He went 2-for-3 with an RBI and three runs scored. And for more Mountaineer news, tune in today at noon for Vermont Edition's baseball show. We will have two Mountaineers players joining us for part of that program today. At Wimbledon, it was manic Monday yesterday. Every one of the 32 players still standing in both the men's and women's brackets were in action. Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal both cruised to straight set victories to make the quarterfinal round of 16. On the women's side, Serena Williams advanced into the quarters and will be back on the court today against Camilla Giorgio of Italy. But in keeping with the upset theme on the women's side, every top 10 seed in the tournament is now out. Number 7 seed Carolina Pliskova was the last top 10 seed standing, but she fell in straight sets to Kiki Bertens of the Netherlands yesterday. It's been a wild run at Wimbledon as well.